Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oi, the boys on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes tales are quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
Thank you very much. Sun's out. I feel great.
Yeah. Big Chinook.
It's a big day today. It's too bad Jimmy couldn't make it in person, but we understand why. Amy made it in person from Montreal.
I did, yep.
We're around Wonga's dining room table right now. Wonga, I haven't been to your place for a few months now.
That's true.
I have to say, the bathroom renovation is incredible.
I haven't been in yet.
I noticed that too.
Once you go in there, you're not coming out.
It has not changed. It has not. Except
the tiles aren't crumbled now.
No.
But they're just an empty space where they were.
Exactly.
He's straightening up the artwork.
It's not right.
His Dave kids.
Charvin making fun of him.
The whole
Dan Wong, by the way.
Hi.
Craig Forrest and JC's here and Amy Walsh is here and Jimmy Brennan's here remotely. I'm James Sharman. And the day after, the night before, I said that for Amy's privilege. Amy got hammered last night.
Hammered is going in a little bit strong, I think. Going in a bit heavy, which I did with the beers and didn't eat enough. But I livened up the press box, I have to say.
Yeah, in all fairness, when I saw it usually needs it. You weren't drunk.
I was warm. Yeah.
And it's so sterile, that press box. Your warmth was much welcomed.
Thanks, Charles, nice. Because your body language was saying otherwise yesterday.
It was. You told me I gave you the cider. I didn't give you the cider.
A little bit.
I didn't.
He said, return with the serfs. Go back with the plebes.
Can you explain a little bit about what's supposed to happen in the media box or what the etiquette? The regular etiquette to the media box
is. It's just boring. You just don't, there's no screaming or yelling or boring, basically, right? And there wasn't even food for us this time around, which I found
was coffee.
Yeah, I wish good coffee. Quite enjoyed it. But yeah, that's just generally the press box feel, right? That's why I'd rather watch games. I usually watch games standing outside on the balcony there, but it's pretty cold.
It was warm where we were.
You guys slinked off to the Voyager section.
Incredible.
The videos looked amazing. And three of you have said that you'll never watch a game from anywhere else again.
If we get a chance, we'll be there every single time. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't experience that. What a great group of people. Like, just unbelievably fun and safe, but rowdy and just perfect, I thought.
Yeah, it was great. And you were getting accosted every few minutes for autographs.
Yeah. So are you.
No, I was not.
Well,
I'm just pissed about this, by the way.
It's only because I'm like...
Well, come on.
I'm 6 foot, like, ever, whatever. And like, I just, I'm that guy.
But give yourself some credit.
I blocked three rows out.
That's true. The people behind you were pissed.
They were.
Everybody around you in general was happy that you were.
So I just leaned on you.
You know, that's it. There was one photo taken a couple rows back to the left where you were leaning on me and, like, pushing me into the row in front. was like, I'm in the Hall of Fame too.
All I was trying to do is like, so the people behind me could see. I was like, oh, sorry, Amy. I was just crushing her.
We joke about Jimmy going to events wearing his Jimmy Brennan shirt, right? Maybe you should wear your number 13 shirt.
That would have been worse, right? I mean, that's lame. You can't do that.
Jimmy has a suit with Brennan on the back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the front.
I was going to wear my full kit and run onto the pitch.
Hey, Jimmy, you were stuck in the studio for this one. Not quite the same atmosphere, I imagine.
Me, Jordan Wilson, and Andy Petrillo. What a blast we had.
But good company, at least.
And it was even better when you guys are texting and tweeting how much fun you guys are having.
I wasn't. I was stuck in the press box. It's these jerks.
Why were you up there? Like, why?
He was working.
I was working it.
We were too, but different kind of work.
Yeah.
We were working it.
We were doing that all night.
Amy got her twerk on. Craig got his twerk on.
I did not do that.
I can remember having that much fun at a game before. Honestly, it's like going the full circle back into a kid and being a fan again. Absolutely amazing. Watching this outstanding group of players that you're just like, yeah, they're going to hammer them.
Yeah.
Right?
Plus, we have to thank Claudio and Dave and Carrie who flew in, who hosted us, and we just had a blast. And there was, you know, we always talk about social media. Amy and I did a little video, and we do all these
planning. You had a tiny, tiny mic.
We did a little. Amy's always making these inferences about tiny microphones and penis size. So I just want you to know.
That's what I was implying.
Yes, that's exactly what you were implying. But what was great was we were always talking about strategy for video. Amy and I did a little social thing that got 3,000 views when we're working our ass off all the time. Hey, what should we do this week? What are you saying?
We should put even less preparation into the show?
Less preparation is maybe the way.
More fun, less preparation.
And I know Jimmy would appreciate that. Less.
Jimmy's less notes is more for, sometimes. Less is more. Just remember that.
Jimmy's notes for today was wear salmon shirt. Yeah.
He's on his way to spawn.
Actually, I think it was red, but I've just washed it that much.
Yeah, I think he was spawning last night.
Oh, boy.
Was I swimming upstream last night?
Yeah. Well, you'd be dead, actually, if you did so.
I'm going to have to look up spawning, the full meaning of it, because I think, I'm not sure. Does it mean you die after?
Well, if you're salmon.
Well, when the salmon turns red, it's over.
No, but spawning could just be the going.
No, Dan, I'm from British Columbia, man. It's one thing I know is spawning.
For just salmon, though, or spawning in general?
Can we just take that quote out of context later on?
Just salmon.
Because spawning, I don't think spawning necessarily means you're going to die afterwards. Yeah.
Spawning just means...
Unless you're a salmon.
Spawnish just means...
What
spawning.
Are we talking about?
Release of or deposit of eggs.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so that's all it means.
Thrilled with that
information. So, you are from BC, but you're wrong.
Oh, no, but I didn't say spawning. I said I knew about spawning as salmon. You just said spawning. I'm being a little bit more specific.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. But can we bring it back to the game for a second? Because like ever since I got back into the game, like in media, in broadcast, like I really do feel like it's a privilege to be up close to the game and like back involved in the game. But that experience last night, like being in the stands with everybody, was just a proper atmosphere, and it was the way that it should be every time. And that was a privilege to be amongst those people, but also to just get to enjoy the game as a fan.
Let me jump in here because I think this is funny and also kind of relates to something Jimmy said to me on Monday at training. All right, so you ex-players, you know, you experience football from the pitch. You're not often in the stands. It's new to you. It's foreign, right? So it's like these kids in a candy store. Oh, this is what it's like to be in the stands watching the match, right? We're at training on Monday, and the way it works is you kind of basically are standing around for a very, very long time. Doing nothing, and it's really boring.
And then you wait again for a very, very long time.
15 minutes of training, and then you got to sit. And Jimmy goes, "So what the fuck's happening here? Like, we've got to sit around and just wait because you can't shoot the first outside the first 15 minutes of training." I'm like, "Yeah, Jimmy, that's exactly how it is. All those years you played, and you just like looked across at the media, just like with disdain, and we're freezing our asses off waiting.
All two of them.
Exactly.
I tell you what, I don't have the patience for that. And if Herdman didn't come over, DeForest and I, and say, you guys stay and watch training, I think me and Stax would have been back in our cars, gone,
Oh, no, I knew the deal. That's why I went to get to McDonald's first.
That's why you ate.
Exactly. I knew the deal. I've been there, done that before. Remember that?
Yeah, hey, listen, but Stacks, let's not forget how.
Don't
you
take
came
pictures
in
of me. I'm wearing
Coke
the same clothes as last
Coke
night. Coke don't judge me
your ass.
Or Wonger.
Say that again, Jimmy. Say that again, Jimmy.
So we're waiting forever to Forrest to come in, and then I get a hold of him, and I was like, "What's going on?" He goes, "Just eating." I was like, "All right." He goes, "But I've got some trouble here." I was like, "Well, what's going on?" I've spilt my Coke all over my pants. He came in all over his ass and crotch. He had, what, half a liter of Coke?
Oh, it was damp. I was dabbing myself down in the car for a while, eating my two meals.
And so you meet the players, and they think you pissed yourself. And like, this is Craig Forrest. Craig used to play for Canada. Hello, Craig. Say hello to Craig, everyone. Hello, everyone.
It looked like he's just coming in on a Zimmer frame.
He's pissed himself, the old fella.
He played a really, no really long time himself ago.
Yeah, really. I would have got Alzheimer's.
He got excited.
Like, what the fuck? I'm not that old. Yeah, I am.
So what do we miss? So we were us scumbags that pulled away from training after 15 minutes, as is always the case. What do we miss? You boys, the cool kids, were allowed to watch.
Oh, we can't tell. We were sworn to secrecy. John said, you have to promise not to ever talk about it. They did fuck all. They played a false small-sided game. It was awesome. That was it.
That's what we missed, huh?
That's what you missed, yeah.
But you did make some comments about the insight you got, which was how fast they were and how...
Oh, yeah, sharp, sharp. You know, there's just a certain level in that sound of the pass and receiving it and how, you know, comfortable they are. And they're not like some of the guys back in the day. You're like, oh, God, here it comes. How many touches are it going to take to get this thing down? That was just me.
I tell you one thing that I appreciated, and I was hoping Forrest was taking note, just how Boren throws it out to his fullbacks just gracefully. Not bouncing 2 feet in front of the people.
I didn't notice that. I was in the elevator going back and forth. Yeah. I can't say I actually watched much of the game. Well, I did, but it was you know, there's a lot going on, eh?
Well, you were the
halftime stop. We didn't stop yesterday.
Yeah.
He was a halftime show.
And he was the halftime show.
Yeah, to get down to the halftime.
But that's another thing about being there is I had to go back and watch the extended highlights and watch the first half because I was like, what the fuck happened?
Right.
Well, by the time we got down with the Voyagers, it was 2-0. We'd missed the first two goals.
No, we knew they scored the first one, but in the elevator going, you're hammered, see? You didn't even know what freaking day it was.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Section 114.
Turn around going, who is this loud lady?
Oh,
get the fuck out of the way. Yeah. See Walsh coming through. 104
cats. Hey, how many times did she tell people she was a Hall of Famer?
Oh. I didn't.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah, it was on the loop.
Yeah.
Amy, Hall of Fame Walsh.
Great game, though. I mean, so much of being, you know, big concerned about the great threat of Honduras. In the end, there was no... How bad were they?
They were poor.
They're exactly
really bad.
Hey. 6-1.
I wouldn't say they were bad. I would just say we were great.
Rub that in, yeah.
I absolutely... Honestly,
it was both, though. We were... Great. You had to win at home. There was the pressure to win at home and to build and, you know, going to 2026 and going to the Nations League final, but Honduras didn't put up much of a fight.
No. I mean, if that was Canada conceding those goals, we as fans and media would have been furious saying, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
It was appalling. Craig, though, you had four goals or more.
I did.
North Star bets. Let's talk about this. What were you did three bets and you won $250 last night.
Yeah, I'm not a big bettor, but I just put a little bit down.
And so what were the three bets you bet?
Well, there actually was only two.
Oh.
I thought there was three. Good thing there wasn't. The other one was for Canada. The other one I thought I put in was Canada scoring five goals. And so I was like fuming. Laren was like, he was dead to me. I was so mad at him.
So you would have preferred that David took that penalty bet.
Oh, I was like, why didn't David take it? No, I got no problem with that. But I didn't put it down.
Hey, Sharms, how much did you get for your quarter?
Hey, listen, I put $5 down, actually.
On Canada?
Aaron scoring and Canada winning.
Oh.
You must have been shaking when you were handing $14. That $5 over.
Ooh.
Did you bet last night, Jimmy?
No.
Oh, really? So happy to.
He bet on not meeting us up for drinks.
I thought that was easy money. Easy money. The other week, too, when England played Kane, I thought it was easy. I thought it was like a no-brainer, at least. It was not him scoring 1.5 or over goals. It was him getting 1.5 or over shots on net. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, all day long, he's getting 2 shots on net, isn't he? And then for the first half an hour, he got a goal and he had another shot on. And then,
are you like, having this conversation with yourself as you're placing the bet?
Pretty much.
Is he talking to us right now?
Anyway,
I know.
He's
trying to
talk I'm just saying.
Bet.
Yeah, I'm not a big better, but I'm just saying that there's some out there that you can. Seems like they're pretty.
That was the one. So here's a bet, Craig. You bet on North Star. So it was Canada winning 4-1 plus 2,200.
Oh no, I didn't have the score correct.
Oh, you did, JC.
JC, why are you being all quiet over there?
$46 in the kitty, guys.
Oh, hey!
We are some gambling people here. That's great.
Hey, J.
Wow, he just went up me.
Loaded Harbor 60 tonight.
Harbor 60, yeah. Oh,
we should be celebrating with a drink.
Yeah, yes. You love Laren.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Speaking of drinks, JC's brought us some drinks from his new gig.
So we have a new sponsor on Footy Prime, the podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Nickel 9 Distillery,
Woo!
Who I may or may not also work for.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
haven't worked that out yet.
Yeah, so I'm not here. But they have graciously given us essentially every product that they produce for us to sample at our leisure. So I hope everyone put their keys in the bowl because no one's driving
wait,
home.
Wait, what? I didn't know it was that kind of podcast.
Sleep over at Wagger's. Leave your keys, fellas. I want charms tonight.
I can be very tender.
Yeah. Big spoon or little spoon charms? I need to know.
Both.
Like that.
Back to the game. Or the sodomy.
Oh, God. The former, game. Please.
Yep, impressive game, impressive performance. Let's talk about the penalty situation. Carl Laren, of course, on the hat-trick, took it. They're up 2-0. It's John David, as we know, should be the penalty. Last time that was Fonzie, didn't work out.
Yep.
Now, John Herbin said post-match, listen, I wanted John to take the penalty. I wanted 3-0. I understood why they chose Kyle Laren, but he goes, next time, believe me, we get a penalty. It's going to be John David taking it. I mean, at what point? I mean, 2-0 isn't. 2-0 is feeling pretty confident, right? But it's also the most dangerous score in sport.
Yeah, in all the sports. Absolutely. And then I think it was Mr. Glass Half Empty himself, Craig Forrest, after that happened, when Honduras had a couple of corners and they had a shot that may have been Jimmy, the save of the match that Andy chose on One Soccer.
Wasn't that brutal? Wasn't that brutal?
But there was some pressure, again, from Honduras after Laren misses that.
There was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was like, oh, here we go. They're back into it here right before the halftime whistle. So I think they have some clarity, though, on how they're going to deal with that going forward. Well, and I think that's important.
Let's go through this. It's funny. At the time, I was saying to people, give it to Laren. Give it to Laren. He's in a hat trick. Do it, do it. And then he misses, and then I disapprove.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck did you do that for?
Idiots. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
No, but I think that was the right move. Like, I don't have a problem with him doing that. And obviously, we're not talking about it if it goes in,
yeah,
right?
And they won the game anyway. They could have won even more than the 4-1 scoreline. But it's the first, we haven't seen Canada do this for a while, performance and result, right? We saw the last few games of qualifying, and then a couple of, it was in Costa Rica they drew. They lost against Honduras. Nations League in June last year they lost, then obviously exhibition. They needed this, don't you think, Chris?
Yeah, they did. I think it was coming too. Because one thing we did learn to talk about, we were joking around at Jimmy, was that at training, and one of the reasons why I almost like inside information, it's like they were so sharp. And so hungry. Like every guy was just talking about the next level, how far we can go, what's the ceiling? Like we want to win something. Like that's amazing. Like and the depth we have. And
I loved the midfield.
Oh.
Loved that midfield trio.
Kone was just
terrific.
Fantastic.
Oso was great too.
Oso.
Oh, all three of the guys.
It was tremendous.
No wasted touches. And I don't like I was just like that whole first half hour of the game, the first 30 minutes, it was all in Honduras' side.
And these guys are just like, ping, 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 ping.
Yeah.
Although, the minute Astekio went off, Jimmy, I thought you saw how important he is to that midfield. Other than McKay, but they couldn't control that midfield the same when Astekio went off in the second half.
Right. For me, I'm going to go off on a couple of points here. I thought the subs that came on, and every time if you're a sub, you've got to come on, you've got to change a game, right? You've got to bring something to the table. And I thought every sub that came on worked their socks off, and the momentum and the rhythm didn't change too much within that game. And yeah, Stekio is brilliant, you know, with Kony and Oso. They were phenomenal in their, just their movement, the way they find their little pockets, you know. And I loved every time when they got it, they looked forward and they looked to spring the attack, right? And when we got Davies and we got Buchanan on the wings, the pace that those two have is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And we got two lethal strikers up top. When you look at those guys, and once we started going forward, every time you're off your seat thinking something's going to happen here. And you got two wide guys that want to go express themselves. And every goal that came was from our wingers and the wide players.
What's Tejan worth these days,
Jimmy? Oh, he's got to be worth a fortune. I didn't realize how big and how fast he was until you stand on the pitch and watch him in training. He is rapid. And his agility and his mobility is ridiculous. It's off the chart.
It is.
Don't you think how agile he is when he starts moving on that ball? He dances on that ball for a big guy.
For a big guy, yeah. I didn't realize exactly how the size of him.
But that's it with big guys. I think sometimes you can have that the pace once they get going, but to add the quickness to it as well, that you don't often find that. Yeah, especially
for a guy that height.
Man. Yeah.
I should know.
I know. When you add in a four-foot torso,
if you're
though,
that
you're
Honduran
not
like... defender. Do you remember Buchanan when he got the ball? I think it was like in the first 4 or 5 minutes, and he just knocks it past that guy, and he opens up his legs, and he's gone. And the Honduran looked like he was running in quicksand or had a parachute on. He was terrified after that. You just think you're in for a long, long game after that when a guy just blows by and opens up his legs in the first few minutes of a match.
Inter Milan are really sniffing around Tejan once again now. It's a big rumor out there. That'd be a great.
Oh, they'll take them.
And they play a similar system as well, right?
Yeah, through the back, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that the formation seems to be really working with this team right now. They all get it.
Yeah.
Nice fit. Even with Vitoria stepping out, I thought Cornelius and Candy were excellent. And of course, Johnston, we know what he can do. But I thought Candy was, up until the injury, he may have been Canada's most impressive performer.
Yeah, he was good. He was solid. Wasn't really tested, I didn't think, but I loved seeing Johnston back in that back line. I think he can really be influential from there, and two goals were orchestrated by him. And he great partnership with Tejan as well on that right-hand side.
But I think internationally he can play there.
You know what I like about Kennedy?
In Scotland, right, of course.
Was every time the ball went into the striker's feet, he was right up their ass, and he pressed them, and he was aggressive. And he won it a number of times. And then when there was no pressure on the ball, he was clever enough to drop off 2-3 yards from the strikers, knowing that that ball's going over top, because he's not the fastest. Mm-hmm. And he was reading the game perfect. And then at times when it was in his own third and the ball was coming in, he was putting that ball in the stands. It was just no-nonsense defending, which I really liked. I thought overall, I thought his game was very, very good last night. I thought he just read it. He read it perfectly. Was really, really surprised.
Oh, Hébert.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he gets in. What did you think about Hébert, Jimmy? He gets in and gets his first cap.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he was good. And that's what I was saying. Like, every player that came in played a role. You know, there was no one that came in and you went, oh, I don't think he knows what he's doing or he's not fitting into this situation. But I just thought everybody that came in just kept the standard, kept the level high. And I thought it was a comfortable win for Canada, obviously. But I liked the young kid as well. But I thought Kennedy was very good last night.
I just think because if there's a weak area with our national program, it's in defense and depth of it. And then all of a sudden he comes out. And I tell you what, he's a specimen, Kyle.
Yeah.
He really is. He is brick shithouse.
Yeah.
Not the tallest either. But obviously doing very well. St. Louis is on fire.
Yeah, 5-0.
So he's just another guy that's come out here. Just like, okay.
But it's also where you're going with the program, right? So Vitoria's aging, and so who's going to replace him? Mm-hmm. And then Atiba, you know, don't know when.
11, I mean, today, yesterday was, I believe, under 25 years of age. That's what it was. And Atiba comes on, and it's like up to 45 or something. Mm-hmm.
It bumps it right up.
It's 117.
I mean, Kone, John said in the press conference post-match that the Kone performance was as good a midfield performance he's seen from a Canada team since he's been in charge. This is from a kid, a teenager still. He's, what, got 5 months under his belt at Watford?
Yep.
And you know, has had ups and downs there, but is now getting some significant minutes. I mean, Kone, I mean, we keep talking about passing the torch back and forth from Atiba. I think it's been passed. You know, Atiba says post-match, listen, you know, this is not my announcement, he says, but I'm very close. I'm very close. I've got a couple more games left, and we'll see then. 2 games in Vegas, then he's probably going to retire. I think the torch has been passed already from Atiba to Ismail Kone. That's all right, because the kid looks pretty special.
Oh, yeah, he's grabbed it, and he's gone. And I think watching him last year with CF Montreal, you saw the flashes of brilliance, but what he was lacking was consistency. And obviously there's the youth and there's the emotion as well that would be in his game and kind of take him out of it occasionally. But
and overnight he's gone from 0 to 60.
Yeah, and you know what else though? He looks stronger to me. He looks less kind of wiry. He looks like he's filled out a wee bit.
He's growing up.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, playing too in the intensity of playing and getting used to that because he's so new to that, he'll learn a lot very, very, very quickly at Watford, right?
But that's as complete a game as I've seen him play. Mm-hmm. And actually, our friend Armin Badakian, who was on the pod a few weeks ago, right? He put together, at somebody's request, all of Kone's touches. So I said I had to revisit the game. Yeah. And so he like paired it to like some jazz music, kind of like some silky smooth music for the silky smooth Kone touches in the game. It was great. And it was brilliant.
It brings you in. I really enjoyed that actually. You're like, oh yeah, this guy is pretty good. And now I want to just buy a bottle of wine and go home and see the missus. Jazz, it's kind of romantic.
Your voice just is kind of doing a thing.
Yeah, really.
You're going to sleep over and I'm going to be a little spoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop talking to me like that.
Charm is going to narrate the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Longer,
I'm just gonna. Wow, there was.
You were just doing sodomy, and the word penis is too far.
Hey, but on that note, by the way,
there was sweet talking though. It's just straight to penis.
Harry Kane today announced him and his wife are expecting their fourth child, their fourth kid. So Harry's prolific in more than one box.
Oh, there it is.
I've been waiting.
Just end the pod there. Just end it. It's amazing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well written joke, James Sharman.
Thank you very much.
Lots of kids. No trophies.
Drive in Vegas during the Nations Cup final.
We should try and get down there, shouldn't we?
Well, he was just trying to figure it out. Craig Forrest was.
Was he?
Yeah. We wanted to go to Vegas. We want to go to Vegas.
Yes. Yeah.
So Canada's playing Panama, right?
Yep.
The semifinals, avoiding both the States and Mexico until the final.
And why is that? Sorry. Is Mexico and the U.S. number 2 and 3 and we're number 1, or is it they're 1 and 4?
Amy?
I think that's what it is. Mexico is 4th.
Great.
U.S. is number 1 and we're 2 and 3. Panama was 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, just making it up.
Yeah, there's going to be so many people furious with us right now.
Yeah, there was a few last night.
Oh, were there?
Yeah.
Well, that we got things wrong or didn't.
Well, just the fact that how are other people supposed to know when the best podcast in Canada doesn't have a fucking clue what they're talking about?
Tuning into this,
but
podcast,
we admit that we don't know.
We admit when we don't know. Well, there's a lot. I mean, holy shit, there's a lot going on.
There is. Yeah, listen. The bottom line is they play the Nations League semifinals. A trophy is at stake. This result yesterday also helps the ranking, which means they'll get an easier route to Copa America, which is qualified through next year's champion Nations League, right? That's right, isn't it?
Yes, it is right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Conference League, what's that?
So that's when
West Ham.
There's this team.
That's when Craig's hammer.
I don't know when you guys. I still don't know half these things. There's so many of them, but I'm loving learning about it.
And I have to say once again,
you're not learning very well.
No, but just the way, like one thing we do have to talk about, and we will, was the attendance was weird.
Weird or just pathetic?
No, I wouldn't say pathetic. I would say overpriced, as Craig Forrest would say.
Yeah.
All over social media, 150,000 impressions or 200,000 impressions, right?
Yeah, 250.
And when you have
it's nearly as many as JC has, by the way. Impressions.
Well, it's hit a nerve for sure.
Again, it's always good when you have to explain the joke.
When you have an empty upper bowl, if you want to call it a bowl, or empty upper
like Greg.
Fuck off, Amy.
She's just dropping the bombs.
Yeah.
She's over the hangover. You have unsold inventory, and you haven't made a deal with every soccer club, youth soccer club, developmental, university, just to get people there and sell every ticket at $20 just to get people there. And you haven't done that, then you're missing the boat again. And these are those things that just frustrate us because there were, what, 16,000 they said?
No.
I think it was less 13, than that.
13,000 something. Yeah.
So there should have been another 15? Is that how much does that hold?
Yeah.
Pretty much 30.
It's around 30, right?
Right.
Depending on the...
So you're missing out on all that revenue, even if it's at $20, because there's some costs to open up that next section. But what are we doing here? Mm. And once again, let's be professional about it. And that's what drives me crazy. There's a lack of professionalism on certain parts of how the CSA approaches its business.
I always thought that you get to a point where our national teams are winning stuff and qualifying that would never be a problem again. But we've also made it a problem with the pricing. Like, there's nobody, the general public just can't afford that. Like, bringing a family of one and a couple is going to cost you $600 for the evening. It's like, what the hell? So we did see some young people at the game, young players, and it was great, but not enough. Like,
not enough.
One in every 100, maybe? Maybe more? Like, there wasn't that many youngsters there.
No, I can see how another match against another CONCACAF opposition can turn some fans off, but at the same time, it's the first game on home soil since the World Cup.
I know.
Right? You, at stake is the chance to win a trophy. It's Atiba's, arguably, maybe his last home game. Mm-hmm. Now, the hardcores know this. The casual observers maybe don't know this, but you let them know in that case. You make it a party, a festival. You do something.
And if there wasn't a club that actually played, like if Toronto FC were, drawing 5,000 a game, you go, okay, that probably makes sense. Like, that's bumper crop.
Not a soccer town kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but the fact that Toronto FC on the same night was sell out.
Yeah.
Against Columbus Crew is just insane to me. And you got world-class players. So we do have some absolutely tier 1A players. Which Toronto FC do too, actually. They pay big money for them. But we've got them in our national team. Like, arguably, you've got players that could be in the best 11. Not all time, but the year. Jonathan Davis, you've got to be talking about him in that conversation or on the bench of that team.
Yeah.
Alfonso.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a problem. But it is what we are in this country as well. Maybe Candice could know something we don't know, that they couldn't have sold it out.
I think that the dispute doesn't help.
People don't want to help, but I think people want to come see this team play.
Yes,
and they're being priced out.
Yes, that's the biggest thing for sure.
Well, also people didn't know the game was even on, right?
Well, there's no marketing at all, and they used to rely on the networks who held them. So if TSN or Sportsnet, for years, it'd be, advertised on the, catch on Saturday during the baseball game or on the hockey game, and they'll promote it. Sometimes not enough because we used to say, promote it more, right? But that's how they would get people to the game. Hey, buy tickets. So that doesn't happen anymore. So what are they going by? Just social media?
Social media, but also you should be walking around Toronto and see posters everywhere, right? I think, and to Wonger's point, in all the community clubs, there should be things there to entice people to go, to say, okay, for a family of four, it'll cost you X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
That'll be affordable, and this is your route, to get
That's going
to
take, somebody, again, taking the leadership and leading us into that area where we've got specific people looking at that going, hey, this is your full-time job, right?
But that's my point. It is a full-time job.
It is, absolutely.
And this is where
it is.
The infrastructure, and I know whether we enjoyed the conversation with Nick Bontis or not, you know, we found some things out. They were hiring some C-level, like chief client officer, chief, all that kind of stuff. And that,
and a sporting director. Have they hired a sporting director yet?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. But even Richard Scott's leaving. That was his last game. Right. I mean, he was there for, 20 years, I guess, you know. So all the best to him on his next chapter. His life's going to spend some more time with his family. But from now on, they need to take somebody in that position, too, and to be able to really know what they're doing at a level that's professional.
Well, it has to catch up with the on-field product.
Yeah.
Right?
That's exactly
it. Our Olympic
in 3 years' time.
Yeah.
Also that.
The world is coming. Yeah. Literally, the world is coming.
Yeah.
Get your house in order.
Yeah.
Well, we've always talked about how that position should be not an obstacle to the media, but what players, guys, the first thing Craig said, what would you do, Wonger, if you were working with them? I'd sit down with every player, half an hour with every player. See who likes being with the media, who doesn't.
None.
That's not true. Alistair Johnson, he's coming on our pod, by the way. Ran into him just while we were there. He recognized me from the press conference, started chatting with me. We talked about Montreal. We talked about Amy. We talked about the podcast.
But how much he loves me.
He said that exactly.
Doesn't know who I am.
He did. He said Amy Walsh from the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame.
The ginger.
And that's what he said.
For Christ's sake.
But we spoke for at length, 5-minute chat, out of the blue, while I was waiting for Jimmy and Craig. And I said, Amy's joined our podcast. I said, do you want to be on? He goes, I'd love to be on. And then we started talking about, he's lived in Toronto, Nashville, and Montreal, and now he's in Scotland. And I said, what food would you want? What food are you yearning that you don't have over there? And he goes, you know what? I have to think about that because Nashville was amazing. Montreal is amazing, and Toronto is amazing for food.
You know what it's not, though.
So he dodged
the answer. He dodged my question. Well, I put him on the spot.
You know what it's not.
He is not poutine. Yeah.
Not poutine.
I knew he wasn't perfect.
But he was leaning.
Poutine. Poutine means something else.
Oh, yeah.
Poutine,
no.
Poutine, isn't it?
Poutine.
Poutine.
Poutine. But when you say poutine...
Yeah, it's a slut.
Poutine.
It's a
very
slut.
Thin line.
It's a slut in French.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Poutine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, don't order that, or maybe you want to order that.
Poutine.
Poutine.
Is slut.
Is slut.
Yeah, poutine.
In French. And at least Quebec in Canada.
Okay.
Poutine. And it's also a swear word you hear French people say.
It's delicious. French fries with cheese and gravy.
Well, you see the Jays game this year.
They've gone full out.
Poutine hot dogs.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Oh, it's a picture of health, the stadium, and all the fans and the baseball.
I have to say, though, if you're going to go to a baseball game, I think that is 5 beers. I'll spend $100 on every crazy food and 5 beers.
Are you that guy?
For a baseball game? Because if I'm down there, baseball games are the most boring thing to do, so it's going to be an experience for me. Charcuterie.
Baseball games are fun, though. I love going to
baseball
games.
Bring a bottle of wine. No, you know, smoke a giant fatty before walking
in.
Yeah, you would. Nam-a-nam-a-namas.
I would pay good money to see Craig Forrest have the poutine hot dog and spill it all over his torso.
I know.
All over his crutch.
Right. The thing is,
this is Craig. Craig used to play for Canada.
I know.
Craig and his poutine.
I was a bit like that when I was doing the presentation to Hastings. I'm like, I got this Nike thing on that's, well, it's nice, but it's I feel like Greg Sutton in it, because his arms are knuckles are on the ground.
Just call them
and I'm waving at these guys because all the guys in the end zone are like yelling and screaming because I said, "Well, we'll give them a wave when I'm doing Richard Hastings." So I know my Darby Kelly belly was hanging out and all that. I felt like I was homeless, but that's okay.
Were you nervous?
Oh yeah, I was so nervous.
You nervous? You didn't even drop the trophy.
No. And then I told Earl, I was like, because he handed me the shirt.
So who's Earl?
Earl Cochran.
Right.
Ooh, I thought people were booing there.
Jimmy's left the meeting.
Oh. So Earl Cochran. What is his official position now?
General Secretary.
General Secretary, yeah. So I say to him, I say, Earl, the jersey's spelled wrong.
That's amazing.
I'm like seriously, Hastings.
Been par for the course.
Well,
though,
I didn't let him hang on it too long because we know he's been taking daggers.
But you had him really nervous.
Oh, I did. Yeah, he was. He's kind of like, I wouldn't be surprised. He was a good sport. He was a good sport about it.
But what an asshole move.
What was it? That's why I didn't let him hang.
Richard Hastings.
Holy shit. That would have been something.
Congratulations.
Yeah, if I held it out, yeah. Richard Hastings. Yeah.
How did the Richard think it? Wasn't
just says Dick.
You know what? It was great, you know. And I think that's one thing they've improved already is just with the alumni and what they're doing and treating players that are going in the Hall of Fame. They never used to do this, and there was no involvement at all, right? Association and the Hall of Fame were two different things.
Yeah, two different entities.
Can you a Hall of Fame robe or something? Like, you know, when you've been on a show.
Green jacket or something?
Yeah, instead of golf, but you guys do something like a big sash. You all wear a big sash.
Yeah, there should be something to.
Although, a velvet jacket.
Yeah, velvet jacket.
Yes, like the Five Timers Club for SNL. They get that jacket.
That's where mine's great. Yes. Well, the CSA got a really good spot. They posted it online. We can go there. They got great suits.
Oh, boy. Here we are again.
Hang on again.
No, I just.
Or I take a slanket. That would be good too.
Yeah,
that
would be great.
Yeah. Oh.
Like a blanket, but it's got a hole and a hood, but no.
You know those
arms?
Things
like a schnud?
Like a poncho?
Like a schnud?
They call it a snuggie.
Slanket or snuggie? Yeah,
that'd be perfect. That'd be so Canadian.
Snuggie.
Isn't it a schnud?
Yeah, schnud. No, a schnud.
Liz Lemon has one on in 30 Rock. She's working on her night cheese. Yeah.
A
Carrie will know what I'm talking about.
I do too. I can't believe I miss Carrie again.
Yeah.
One of these times I'll get out and
she's
enjoy
great.
Myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She helps run our Footy Prime Supporters Club. So if you are so.
You mean it's not independent?
She's let the money come in longer.
The CSA. This is separate from us. So whoever's posted by them, we have no legal obligation to promote.
It's run by some anonymous folk.
But we love them.
Yeah.
But please feel free to sign up with them too and follow them on Twitter.
Yep.
You know,
those big companies that want to spend money.
That'd be great too.
But Carrie's great.
She's
amazing.
I think you were asked Wonger about what you would change or go back to this a little bit about in the CSA and with the players and that communication toward them. One thing that's really important to the players nowadays is their social media, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? I don't need to fucking do this. I got my own thing going on. Mm-hmm. Alfonso Davies got how many million? 10 million plus on all those platforms. It's ridiculous. Nuts. He's got his own network. He doesn't need it, but we do need it. And you have to help everybody else because all those people are part of the process and of building the sport in this game, in this country. So what I would say to them is, okay, guys, this is important, but this is what we expect from you too. Right?
Yeah.
Let's know before you go to the World Cup, absolutely. This is what we expect from you. So you know going in. So when Richard Scott goes to grab one of the guys and the guy goes, fuck, gives him the custard pie, not going to happen.
This is what you do. You create goals. Just like you would in any business. And you go, guys, this is where we're at. Let's grow this. We're all part of the same thing, working together.
Yeah.
We can make you can be in the spotlight. The team can be in the spotlight. There's so many different opportunities.
Do you think they give a shit, Wonger? Really?
They would because I'll tell you when they give a shit. They give a shit because their families would be proud. They give a shit because they're playing for Canada. There's all these reasons. It's not just, obviously, when there's governance issues and the federation is being thrown on, being tackled by everyone, deservedly so, really. Mm-hmm. But these guys are flying back, like Craig and Amy playing for the national team. You guys had to endure a lot, from oversized kits to shitty flights to Australia.
Yeah,
you're
we were first
it
class.
For your country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have to understand some of that and also go, okay, what would part of it is legacy. People have it, all have ego. And this is where you talk about legacy. What is the legacy you want to leave in Canada? And if you play on their ego and you get people signed up, it's the easiest play. But one of the things I did notice about the CSA, they create obstacles to conversation. They create, and you've said it.
Make it really hard to have access to the players.
We sat around for an hour and a half for no reason when they could have, Alistair is the nicest guy in the world, would have talked for 14 hours, and we waited for any. He was the one who apologized to us. No one else. He goes, guys, sorry for making you wait.
He literally started our session. He literally waited and started our media session with, sorry, guys, I'm sorry about making you wait. Mm-hmm. You know how nice that would have been from someone else to say, hey, guys, Alistair's running behind? Because it's just like waiting for a plane. It's not – things are going to be late sometimes.
They're not there to get your autograph. They're there to work. Guys are there working. Right. And they're to write it. They want to go right.
Everyone's there to work. Even though our work looks like fun. We're hanging out with the boy and Amy's getting smashed.
If I had a little bit more to eat, I wouldn't have been as smashed.
You have nothing to do with that. No agency whatsoever. No. That's
right. Well, maybe you need, though – you talk about ex-players being involved, right? When I see – Craig and Jimmy, for example, at the game, they're training on Monday, right? And they're welcomed into the fold straight away. They're part of it. They're part of the family, unlike the rest of us scum. If they have... you agree? You are, right?
No, but it also took... Like, I got to be honest with you.
No lie to us on our podcast.
Greg Bay, who's been... was the physio, you know, when I was playing and years and years ago. And then I think when he had his family, he was away for like 10 years and whatever. And I think he's been back for another 10 years. But he also sees like how bad it is. Like, how is it that Richard Hastings is flying over from Scotland, Ross County, lives on the same street as one of the Canadian boys, and they've never even talked to each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
And he's going on the Canada Soccer Hall of Fame, and he doesn't even know who he is.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Same street.
Yeah.
Same street. So I said to Richard's son, did you talk to him? He goes, well, he talked to me. I didn't say anything.
Right.
Richard, it was news to him. He goes, well, I didn't really talk because he's like 14, right? So he's like.
Yeah, Latoury. He plays for Ross County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just checked my notes.
And Jimmy,
Amy's got a book.
Yeah.
Peter.
Well, Jimmy actually talked to. I know Jimmy is bad connection, you know, internet and all that. To Mackay, who is the manager of Ross County, about him. And Mackay said he's been excellent, Jimmy. Like, and he is going. I think he can go to the next. He can go like. Who knows what level he can go to? But it's definitely the next one. So we got players popping out of everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Can we get back to Amy's book?
No, let's not go to my book. I wanted to add on to the media and accessibility players and all that.
Then we'll get to the notebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Or we could just skip it altogether. But I think it goes back to the association and how they need to modernize and how they need to be more adaptable to kind of keep up to what's happening, you know, on the pitch and how that's world-class quality. And I think you have to be adaptable so you look at Fonzie with his Twitch streams and Instagram and millions of followers, and you have to customize it. You have to sort of pivot.
Yes.
And yes, you're still going to have to do the traditional media, but you know, why not have somebody hire somebody or make somebody's job a hybrid where you're creating this content that is appealing to them, and then you're pumping it out, and they can add it to their own socials, and they'll be proud to do that, not only because they're representing their country, but because it's content that they're familiar with, that their followers will also like.
Yeah.
I don't know why that isn't something they've done.
I think there's been a little bit of fight back with that too, because now, and which is right, because I've always said even about the CSA is that, listen, mainstream media is not going to help you. Like that's especially now, like that's gone. So what are you going to do when you're fighting against, you know, the competition for your entertainment dollar with the NHL and the NBA and the CPL and
But it's not even sports, right? It's everything across the board. The TV, Netflix, this, that, going to the garbage to hang out with.
Yeah.
You sound like my dad.
Yeah.
TV, Netflix, this, that.
Trying to buy groceries all at the same time.
Me, I met your mom once, and I am your father.
Oh my God.
That's where the ginger comes from.
Holy shit.
I was an early learner for white ladies.
Think about what you just said there. That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
What you actually just said there?
No, let's
but I
not
looked her right in the eyes,
too. Your mom once.
I looked her right in the eyes while I said it.
Shudder. Like maybe a player liaison, like ex-pro, ex-professional who knows the lay of the land, knows the expectations, the pressures of playing for the country of Canada, different challenges than any other nation in many, many ways. Maybe you need that person in that role or in a role to kind of be that liaison between the playing staff.
I think they do. And one of the reasons why I think they do is too, is like just listening to some of the guys about the generation, you know, and the generation doesn't matter whether we like it or not. We are different than our parents' generation. They think we're crazy. We think the kids now are crazy. but we have to adapt to them. We can't let them. We don't. We some people will try to say, no, you're going to try and adapt into the my style.
Just square pegs, round holes,
and it doesn't work. Especially with these guys, like there, and there's a real lack of trust. I don't know if that's like social media and all that, and just. Lack of trust in general, like authority and that sort of thing. And you can see it with the way this conflict is going on with the association and all the players. They just don't trust anybody, like at a level I've never seen before. So this is a generation, right? So it's important that they get somebody, but it would take time for that person to build it. Just like it took time for John Herdman to build that trust, right?
That's a good point.
And he can't lose it. That's why he's never going to say boo.
But it also has to be paid. It also has, like, you can't, all this volunteerism gets you volunteerism approaches where you're always borrowing and stealing. It's not appropriate because you always get the level that you put into it. And when you're not being paid, you miss things because you have other priorities. So that position, the liaison, player liaison, needs to be a paid position, not. You don't need to be making 250, but you need to be making 100 grand to make you feel like I'm part of this and we keep going forward and we're building something. You can't sit there and keep, like, even this president thing, like for the CSA. I get it. They like volunteer.
You can pay presidents too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I know it's a non-profit and there's a lot to do with that, but there's ways to
But you can, yeah.
You can, yeah, yeah. Because that job shouldn't be voluntary.
It shouldn't be.
Right? It should be a full-time
on a business
job.
Level. You tell me on a... I mean, I also had a beer and a shot.
Your volume is just going up exponentially.
Steve Chang's slowly creeping up.
He is.
I'm so excited
He didn't come out last night. He didn't come out.
Because Wonger shushed me in the press box, and I was like, I miss Steve Chang.
You got shushed? You got shushed?
I got shushed!
A man and a lady Steve Chang, because apparently when you get into the sauce, you become Steve Chang.
Oh, I do?
Because it's like going out to the bar with Wonger, it's like, hey, how's everybody doing?
And then Wonger's shushing.
But he doesn't do it on purpose. It's just it goes up, but knowing that there's two of you now, so you might compete to see who's the loudest.
Also, it's also fun because I don't mean to, but I high-five everybody. And they seem to
with
like it most
weird,
of the time.
No, you high-four people with your weird people.
They will until like game four, and they'll be like,
that could be yours later.
Wonger's really...
Oh, you're a shocker, right?
Right. Oh my God.
By the way, John was brilliant post match when he clearly had planned this, right? When he says, listen, we cannot keep playing these nations.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Nations League. You can't dictate who you're playing there. But we can't keep playing CONCACAF teams. We need tier one teams. Mm-hmm. It was a plea. I think it was a come and get me plea, I think, to teams, big teams beyond CONCACAF. Also to the federation, the association, saying, listen, sort it out. We've got a window with two big games coming up unfilled right now before the Nations League in October, I think it is, or November. Fill it. We saw Curaçao play fucking Argentina yesterday.
I tell you what, though, if I'm an association, a big association, I'm not doing a deal with Canada until they get a deal signed, because if they end up pulling away from that game, which they've done before, I'm the one that my job is on the tail. So you know what, Canada? I'm going to play somebody else at your same level. Curaçao. Right? Right. Because they got a deal, and they're not going to bail on us. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right.
Like, that would be – I would be
– Yeah, well, and the Iran debacle and the Panama game last June, that doesn't help either.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Oh, did you say that? I wasn't listening.
That's what he was talking about.
I thought you were talking about the CBA unsigned and the current climate.
No, just the actual, just the players deal and the chance that they go, hey, we might pull out of this one against Brazil.
Watching your body language there.
Amy Chang at the table. Amy Chang.
And I really wasn't listening to the words coming out of your mouth.
Are you drunk?
Your notebook, ma'am?
No, I'm actually good.
Oh, good.
Yep. I think I need like another beer though to kind of
feel
normal.
Well, why aren't you having one?
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, no, this one, which is currently half empty or half full.
Do you remember? So right now, everyone, we're drinking OV beer that JC brought, and there was an old theme song that was spectacular. And it was just say OV for that great tasting beer, old Vienna. Like, remember that one?
No.
Oh, Vienna.
Yeah.
Drinking again. And who is it again?
Ultra
so
Box.
It's Nickel 9 Distillery.
It's really, really smooth.
So I'll tell you, that was pulled out of barrels. It's a 5-year whiskey, which I believe a Canadian whiskey has to be 3. I could be wrong, but this is a nice 5-year product.
I would buy fucking anything from you.
Well, I'd be happy to sell you lots of things. Yeah. I have a water bed in my attic.
Yeah.
Just screaming for somebody to take it out.
Yeah.
Does that water bed go in a Corvette bed?
Sure. Yeah. So,
coming back, the water bed.
It's been fermenting for 10 years.
The water bed?
Yes. Oh, it's all fermented.
My parents had a water bed. It was creepy.
It wasn't the one, was it?
What?
It wasn't the one that you stumbled upon your parents in a...
No. Okay. No, that was another story.
Water bed's worth a thing.
No, I don't know the story.
Oh, no.
We got new ears to the story.
What? That I caught my parents doing a 69?
Oh.
And then my mom's head popped up over my dad's hip? And... That's story?
Yeah, that's a story, Dan.
When I was,
oh, my God. My ears are bleeding now.
I was 12 years old, and then I went to pee, and then I came back out. They were under the covers, and my mom said, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Yes," and I was lying through my teeth, and I ran downstairs and finished the game of Risk that I was playing with my brother.
Oh, no, but you were playing a real-life version of Risk.
I never played Risk again. It's the reason I don't play Risk anymore. He's coming to
Steven. Oh, I'm sorry I asked. Steven, my God.
Oh, talking about trauma.
Story,
Yes. Seeing my dad's Chinese bum.
I knew if you asked.
Head popping up over his hip.
See, the best part about Amy now is that she's part of the family. You've been around for a while, but there's so much of the podcast you haven't discovered yet. All these stories that we've regaled a few times.
Yeah.
We've got new blood here.
Yes.
And the listener's like, oh, we're going to hear them again.
Listening as well. We haven't heard that story.
Why do you love that story so much?
What's not to love about
it? Have you heard the story? I'll tell you this, though. I'm
permanently, a pretty good story.
Just from the story. Every time I come to Walker's house, and he's like, hey, I just did the paint of the girl's room, and I walk up those stairs, I'm like, I'm afraid that somehow your parents upstairs.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
The ghost of my parents, 69. That's what it is. It's a specter of 69 floating around my bed.
Oh my God.
That would be weird. Okay, to The Notebook.
Oh no, so, the movie? I love that movie.
I cried in that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's gut-wrenching.
Really. Mm-hmm. It is gut-wrenching. Yeah. Beautiful though.
Yeah,
quiet. Who didn't? It's not like
who didn't cry at that? If you don't cry at the Notebook, I mean,
I cry at everything now. I have become a big crier. Yeah. Like little tears to my eyes. Sports documentaries.
You missed the eye off them.
Yeah, yeah. On movies like that, Losing Isaiah. If you ever want to really cry,
is it about Isaiah Thomas?
No, but it's about an adoption and the beat. Yeah, it's not good. Holly Berry's in it.
Detroit Pistons in 1988.
Yeah,
young Isaiah Thomas.
They were my favorite team, by the way. Yeah, I'll cry. I'll get misty eyed a lot now, and I never used to.
Yeah. Yeah. When friends tell me that, you know, oh, by the way, my wife's pregnant,
mm-hmm.
I get really misty eyed now. Right. Since I had a kid.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
It is. That's when it is.
Was that it? When you became a dad?
That was the moment. Because I'm like, I know all the hurt and pain that's waiting them.
That's exactly it. I'm like, your life is over.
For the next 10 years, you'll own a pie business.
Yeah.
A very successfully unsuccessful pie business.
You broadcast to me when I've just fallen apart in many pieces.
You'll be on a podcast.
And then the tutors come and the girlfriends and the boyfriends. Yeah, like, oh, that little cute little thing. Yeah, nightmare.
So, yeah, that.
The notebook.
So, Christian Jack, we all know well, he's renowned for his notebooks, right?
Oh, I didn't know this.
I'm proud to say I saw the first black book KJ had. These things are ridiculous, right? They're like thick. There's more detail than the internet provides.
His mistresses?
Basically, the notebook is KJ's mistress.
Oh.
He spends more time, I'm sure, on that than with his wife, Jenny. Sure of it.
Than on his missus.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. But this one looks pretty good. It looks pretty detailed, very neat.
Very small.
Very small. Oh, thank you.
Organized, though. She's got it in columns.
I know.
What is this about?
This is my starting 11. This is a 4-3-3. And so I wrote Canada because the roster dropped for the women's national team for their upcoming friendly against France on April 11th, which we're hoping will get played. I think it will get played. And so I just gave myself a little chart here, depth at each position.
Mm. Anything stand out from the squad announcement?
Well, the injuries, obviously. And on the pod, when we were talking about Becky's injury, and I was talking about how versatile she is, but how much flexibility she affords Bev.
Yeah.
So when she's on the starting 11, and then Bev makes a substitution, she's able to cycle Janine around, kind of based on the needs of the game. Yes, absolutely. So that will be sorely lacking. And then the depth on the attack that we talked about was coming on is thinned out, right? And then also the injuries is something else. So not only Becky, but we have Deanne Rose, who's back training with Reading. But, you know, fitness, game fitness will be questionable. And, like, and she's going to be on a tight timeline.
That was the Achilles, right?
Yes, back in September, yeah. Preseason for them. So that was the kind of the first major injury.
Brazil, I remember that, watching that and just going, it is Achilles because there was no one around.
Oh, that was Nichelle Prince.
Oh, Nichelle Prince, I'm sorry.
With an N. Oh. Nichelle.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jim Realizer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
With an N, Steve.
That, and I don't listen to what Amy's saying.
Basically what I just did to Craig a few minutes ago. No, but then Nichelle will be against the clock, right, to get back.
Yes.
And then Desi Scott in the middle of the park.
Jesus.
Yep, knee injury, but kind of, not shrouded in secrecy, but, you know, she should be good to go, but again, not included in this roster, and it's Bev's last chance, really, to evaluate all these players. But you would think that if those guys are fit and ready to go, even at, like, 70% or 80%, you would think that Bev would go with them. But the good thing is that Jade Revere checks back in. Mm. So she's training with Manchester United, and that is much needed in that right channel.
But it looks as though no matter how good it goes, there's going to be some challenges when they hit the World Cup. There's no doubt, right?
Yes.
No doubt.
But the good thing is, with the NWSL season starting, I think what you saw at She Believes was a really challenging tournament because of the climate, because of the protests and the strike and everything that's going on with the Federation. So you didn't really see the team at its peak, even though it would have been a challenge looking at the roster and really relying on those European players who were in form and playing to kind of pull everybody else along who were in preseason form. And they didn't do great. You know, you kind of gave them that first game, and then they got that win against Brazil, but then were very poor against Japan. So this game is
unwatchable,
absolutely,
that one. Yeah. Like, I remember watching that, and then you were coming in halftime or something like that one, right?
No, Claire was on.
Oh, okay.
She's getting the mix up again.
That's right, not a ginger.
I do, I get Claire and Amy mixed up.
That's right.
Who was it? Was it Carrie? Someone on Twitter was saying, I think it's Dave Starkey, was saying, yeah, didn't you host, when you on the panel on TSN 2019. For the 2019?
I was like, nope, nah, not there, Starks. There. Thanks. So. I wasn't there. No, but I think now you see there'll be, is a critical game. Bev was also saying in a call today with media that they probably won't get that highly coveted game that they were hoping for in June at home.
They won't, eh? It's
not. No.
Jesus.
Which fucking sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
It's garbage.
That was supposed to have been sorted out, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But, I mean, something could still come through, but it's looking that it's not going to happen.
You talked about Becky's, jack of all trades approach to being able to Swiss Army knife. Who is the Canadian men's team guy who is in that zone?
Jack of all trades?
Well, just like
Swiss Army knife
that you can move. Who has the most positioning?
Probably Fonzie, actually.
Fonzie.
Left back.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
back.
But people bemoan that,
Richie
though, right?
Bit, yeah.
Yeah.
They do, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But even Alistair was talking about the different places where he's played.
Mm-hmm. Well, he grew up
right
a central
back,
midfielder,
right
though.
He played central midfield, yeah.
Alistair did.
Okay.
He's not. I only played it.
And so I guess my point to that was, it seems like the men's team has enough depth to go, hey, who can fill that place when Janine Becky is no longer there?
No one.
Nobody. That's the issue.
Not one.
We haven't really touched on it much. It's an enormous.
It's an enormous loss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine that Wonger pulled that out. Steve Chang.
Boy, no, that's more Wonger, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
You're refined.
Steve Chang's going to pee himself, though, soon. yeah, right? Just sit right here.
The washroom's right there.
No, you've got
it.
It's a gorgeous washroom.
We love what you've done with it.
But our Sinky is in great form. First game for Thorns, like, she was the player of the match. Mm-hmm. So that's good. So you see Sink maybe peaking at the right time.
Rob Gale, by the way, has joined Thorns, assistant coach.
Yes, I saw.
Great news. We love Rob, friend of the show.
Great.
Continuing that Canadian connection, right?
Why is he friend of the show?
He's been on the show.
Rob Gale has been on our show.
Yes. Early days, actually. We should get Rob back.
Yeah, it was a long time. Dude. Yeah, fantastic.
Oh. Hey, Rob, sorry about that.
Herb Renard will be in charge of France, by the way, for his first.
Is that game. Official?
If not official, it will be. According to my sources, Google.
That's right.
It's going to happen. So that's good news.
But you're, hey, you're not a journalist.
Tottenham named a new coach, too. Did they not?
Well, no, they're just keeping the assistant.
Oh, that's the assistant. Yeah. I'm sorry, I saw that up.
Again.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Yeah. Different one, though. Ryan Mason's involved this time around, but he's the assistant to the assistant interim.
So the assistant to. That's right. Assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah. You're the assistant to Kerry, right? The assistant to the assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assistant supporter to the assistant.
Yeah. Footy Prime supporters. That's how she got on. That's how Amy got on.
Right. You know, see where I fit in the hierarchy.
It feels weird, right, being in person again.
For so long, this is
it's
how
fun.
We did it.
Yeah.
The podcast. And it is so much better. Plus, Craig's internet connection is superb.
That's what I thought. Somebody's sabotaging me.
Oh, who's calling?
How's it? Rob McBain.
Hey, Rob McBain.
It's gonna be Jimmy.
All
right. Hey, you guys haven't talked to me for like 5 minutes. What's going on?
Hey, Rob McBain.
Is that why he left?
Hey, you're live on Footy Prime, the podcast.
Rob, do you know what Footy Prime the podcast is?
You have a good one.
Oh.
That's rude.
Rob didn't want to be on. Come on, Robbie.
Oh, hey, hung up?
Wow.
He's your boss, by the way, probably.
Yeah. You know
what
I mean?
Classic. Well, I do sleep at his home, so.
Oh, do you?
You know, I call that boss.
Ooh, that kind of boss.
I don't know. All right. Fair enough. That's what I call my wife.
Yeah. What do you want? Well, it's been an hour, right?
Yeah.
No, it's probably long enough.
Well, for tonight, anything
we'll
last?
Dinner soon, right?
Yeah, we are going to dinner, but any last?
And we're dragging out.
Where are we going to dinner?
We're going to introduce you to meat tonight.
Yeah.
No. Yes. No, we're not doing
steak.
That.
You get to meet. You get to meet the cow before you cook it up.
Not that
great
meat.
Vegan jokes, hey?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Tonight will be the night, Amy.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know what you're missing. Anything, Wonga? You want to get to?
No, just everybody. FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Watch Canada's men's national team. Canada's women's national team.
No, I thought you were looking at me because you knew I was going to another rant in the last
Liga.
Minute. And I wasn't
These
going
guys
to.
Are just talking over our sales pitch. North Star Bets. Craig won $250. So
woo!
My pinky's sticking out and Amy's strangely attracted to it.
Or repulsed.
Steve Chang out. No, I know. Thanks again. thanks again to the people, Claudio and Dave and Carrie and all of the Voyageurs who accepted us, let us jump and cheer. And man, what a time. If you're not part of that, we're actually going to bring Rob, who's part of the leadership of the Voyageurs, on for an interview just to see how to get connected to Canada soccer. It's really important. If we're going to build this sport in Canada.
Yeah, grow the numbers of the Voyageurs. That's really important, actually.
Yeah, and while we're doing it, grow the listenership of Footy Prime.
And usually at a better price range, too.
Self-serving as
cheaper
hell.
Tickets for them.
Just go along for the ride.
We're going to do it either way. There you go, Sharps.
Yeah, you should probably keep buying newspapers, I suppose. And we're back on Friday.
Yeah.
You're back in Montreal. Will you join us again for that one?
I don't know. I mean, not based on that tone. You going to be there again?
No, it's called News and Dubs.
It's called News and Dubs.
Right?
Yeah.
Partly.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, maybe Amy's there. Maybe she's not. Hopefully you are. We'll be there. Cheers for listening. Bye.
Follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeIG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.